Perhaps you've heard the phrase, seek first the kingdom of God. Have you ever wondered what that really means? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Curtis Zachary believes that means looking to God first.
One of the things that I'm increasingly becoming aware of is how often in the scripture we see this reference to the idea of the need to go to God first, connect with God first, and from that connection, things result. You know, it's seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Ask and seek and knock, and you know, the resulting answers will come. And we kind of glance over these ideas. They've become a part of our regular conversation around church and the Bible, but what I think we need to see is the overarching premise that is being reinforced over and over again.
We all need to connect with God first.
Just a full and real connection to the real God, the real essence of who he is and what that means. And from that connection is where everything results.
And Jesus says that abiding in him is how you can bear much fruit.
You know, I think about John 15, where it says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him will bear fruit. And then it goes on to say, apart from me, you'll do nothing. But the thing that we need to pay attention to is he's saying to cultivate a life that is truly producing goodness, truly producing flourishing, real fruit. It comes from connecting to the source. So prayer, meditation, leaning into the spiritual rhythms, these are pathways to connection with God.
Connecting with God is so vital in a growing walk with him. Do you want to learn more about that this Christmas season? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.